All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we are back with Starless. Sorry, this one actually took a while to get to. I wasn't planning on doing it today. I was planning on doing some other stuff, but hey, we're here, and let's go ahead and get started. I stumbled to my feet and wiped the pee from my mouth. How'd you like the taste? I maintain silence. Unable to bear the shame any longer, Minerai suddenly speaks up. I'll be going now, excuse me. I'm so sorry, Sawatari. She apologizes before running out of the room. After peeing all over you on the floor, she just gets up and leaves. Cold, isn't she? Marisa watches her leave without stopping her. I guess she's already done with her. So whose urine tasted better, mine or hers? She pursues the subject again. I guess she really needs an answer to that. Fucking bitch. I thought Minerai's tasted better. I decide to answer honestly. Both of them tasted awful, of course, but if you ask me which one I would rather drink, Minerai wins easily. I mean, who the hell would want to drink that spoiled little brat's piss? I'd like to pee in her mouth and see how much she likes it, stupid bitch. Damn, he agrees with me. I know that lying about it probably would be the smarter thing to do, but I can't stand the thought of saying what she wants me to say just to make her happy. Let's see how she reacts. What did you say? She screams and delivers a hard slap to my face. Oomph! Despite being slapped, I can't help but smile a bit at how predictable her reaction is. You're saying that plebeian has better tasting urine than a blue blood like me? I think your tongue must be rotten. Your taste is completely backwards. I'll make you drink my pee every single day until you understand just how good it tastes. Got it? Yes, Lady Marisa. I bow. I knew I'd have to drink her pee every day regardless of how I answered. I have no regrets. It's just my little way of rebelling against the crazy little bitch princess. We're done here. Now get out of my sight. I'm more than happy to oblige and immediately attempt to leave the dining room. But before I can, Marisa adds one more thing. But make sure you clean the floor first, huh? She points to the pee on the floor. She covered the floor with so much pee that the stench is unbearable. Well, she is low class after all. I suppose we can't expect her to handle her body functions as elegantly as I do. You're talking about peeing in people's mouths. I don't think class or elegance enters into the picture there. So you better clean this place up. We all eat here, so be thorough. Don't forget to wax the floor, too. I want this place to be spotless. If I pick up even the slightest hint of the smell after you're done, I'll have your head. She's acting pretty high and mighty for being the one who made her pee here to begin with. If she knew this was gonna happen, why not lay down some vinyl sheets beforehand or something? I mean, damn, try being more considerate to the guy who has to clean this crap up. I'll be leaving now, but you better not slack off when I'm gone. I'll make you regret it if you do. After saying her piece, she leaves the room. What a bummer. I thought today was going to be a good day. Turns out it's the same old crap. I head for the closet under the stairs to get the proper cleaning supplies. I knew Marisa would complain if I didn't do a thorough job, so I ended up spending close to 2 hours cleaning the place up. I doubt even she could find room to complain after that. I came back to the front hall to return the supplies to the closet and take a breather. While I'm resting on the stairs, the door opens and Marika comes in from the hallway. Oh, hello, Salutari. Good morning. She comes over and offers a sleepy morning for her, anyway, greeting. Judging from the magazine in her hand, I would guess she just came from the bathroom. Sitting on the john while reading a magazine isn't really an image I associate with women, but then again, Mark has a bit of a special case. What are you doing here, slacking off? No, just getting some rest from my last job. Did you just get up? Yeah, I got up a little bit ago, but Mother was hogging the toilet again. I had to wait a while to do my business. She says a little shyly, waving the magazine in her hand. I'm not sure why you'd go out of your way to basically say I just got done taking a shit, but whatever, I'll just ignore that. More importantly, I'm curious about the magazine she has. From the looks of the cover, it's a certain series of car magazines focusing on expensive foreign cars and sports cars. I've seen them in bookstores often, even flipped through them before, but I've never actually bought one. I could never dream of owning any of the cars in them after all. I didn't expect Mara to have a magazine like that. She doesn't really strike me as someone who cares about cars. Not to mention the mistress said this place doesn't even have a car at the moment. Curiosity gets the best of me and I decide to ask about it. Marika, about the magazine you're holding. Oh, this? She holds it up in front of me. It's this month's issue of Car Legend. It's a magazine for pretty hardcore car fans. Why, you know it? Yeah, I've never bought one, but I've seen them in bookstores before. Wow, so you like cars, huh? I'm surprised too. I never thought you'd be reading a magazine like that. Really? I just like cool stuff like that. When I was a kid, I would always see those supercars in magazines and dream about riding in them one day. I wonder if her interest in expensive cars is in any way related to her having a penis. So you have a license? Yes, of course. Mother will get you one as long as you have the money. I got mine as soon as I turned 18. Wait, what? As long as you have the money? What about the driver's test and all that other crap? Putting that mystery aside for now, if she has a license, then she probably has a car too. I go to ask her about it, but she speaks first before I can open my mouth. I heard from Mother that you have a license too, is that right? Well, yeah, I do. What kind of car do you drive? Is it Japanese or foreign? Her eyes sparkle with curiosity. Actually, I just got my license recently. I still don't have a car. I used up all my money getting my license. In fact, the reason I came here looking for a job in the first place was to get some money for a car. I tell her my story. Oh, I see. So you have an interest in cars, I take it. Yes, of course. I read several magazines every month. I really love reading books and magazines with super cars in them as a kid, too. Oh, looks like we may be more than just physically compatible. I flinch at her suggestive tone. I'll give you the cars thing, but I think we're the opposite of compatible when it comes to our bodies. You know, given the obvious issue of her, yeah. Hey, I know. I was just about to go to the basement. Want to join me? The basement? I have no idea why that's relevant. My first reaction is she's going to try something funny, but after actually thinking about it, I realize Marika wouldn't do something roundabout like that. That's Marisa's territory. Or Marisa, whatever. I don't have any other work on my schedule, so I might as well go along with her and find out. Alright. Cool, let's go. She drags me along to the basement. On the way down the stairs, I decide to ask exactly what we're doing. So why are we going to the basement? There's something I want to show you. Show me. That's what I said. Can't you just tell me? Nope, it's a secret. You'll have to wait. It's gonna knock your socks off. We reach the bottom of the stairs as we talk. Over here. She walks further into the basement and I follow behind her. We walk past the boiler to a door I've never been to. Unlike the huge iron door I'm curious about, this one is made of shiny and thin steel. To the side of it is an electronic panel that serves as the lock. She punches in the code, disengaging the lock and opening the door. Go on in. She waves me inside. I step inside warily. The room is so dark that I can't see anything. The only things I can pick up are the cold air in the room and the faint scent of oil and gasoline. Hold on a sec. I'll hit the lights. She comes in after me and searches along the wall for the switch to turn on the lights. The fluorescent lights on the ceiling turn on, bathing the room in light. Wow. What the? Once I can see what's inside, I gasp. It's actually a huge garage with a number of cars inside. And not just any cars either. They're all big name cars that I've only ever seen in pictures or movies. I can hardly believe my eyes. Cool, huh? It's mind-blowing. I can tell what an amazing lineup it is just with a glance. In the front is a Ferrari F40, an Alpine A310, a Bugatti EB110SS, and a BMW M1. In the back, there's a Venturi 400 GT and a Di Tommaso Pantera GTS, but what stands out the most is a Porsche 935 Turbo in Martini Racing colors. Some of them are road versions, and some of them have been remodeled into the Super Silhouette standard. It's clear from how hardcore the lineup is that Marca is indeed quite obsessed with cars. Anyone who cares about cars at all would drool at the sight. That includes me, of course. What the hell are all these cars doing here? What do you mean, they're here because I own them? Own them? All of these? That's right. She's entirely nonchalant about it while my eyes are about to bug out of my head. All this because she was born into a rich family. God damn it, why couldn't I have been born rich too? They're all in perfect condition. Even the oldest ones look like they've never been used. They must have either been in storage since they were made or they were completely restored. Do you drive these cars a lot? I asked, still unable to take my eyes off them. I'd like to, but to be honest, most of them are pretty much here for decoration. I keep up on maintenance and drive them around to check their condition once in a while, but that's about it. These cars aren't exactly made for regular outside travel anyway, but the biggest reason is that my mother just plain won't let me drive. Marcus sadly runs her hand along the nearby F40. Why is that? She has a cloudy expression as she starts telling her story. Well, you see, the license I bought is actually good as an international racing license, too. That seems a little extraneous, but okay. There was a period where the Mamiya Group was a racing sponsor and had its own personal racing team. We poured a whole ton of money into building an overpowered monster car and entered it into a GT race here in Japan. I was the driver, of course. Technically, the car was over-spec way beyond regulations, so that's nothing a little money couldn't take care of. That's quite the racing team. I'm speechless. So I started the race all fired up, but maybe a little too fired up. I was so excited that I ended up crashing into the car in front of me at full speed during the warm-up laps. I don't think the warm-up counts as starting the race. That car crashed into the car in front of him and so on and so on. It turned into a disaster. In the end, over half the cars were severely damaged. There were even some casualties. Three people died, not just one, three. It's starting to sound more like a license to kill rather than a license to drive. After that, they revoked my license and disbanded the team. Not only will she not let me race anymore, but she won't even let me drive a sports car now. I think she made the right call, if you ask me. Isn't that just... Isn't that just awful? Not as awful as your driving. Well, that's life, I guess. Obviously, I can't say what I really want to say. Still, that was a crazier story than I expected. I'm actually kind of curious to see your driving in action. I have an idea. Why don't you live here and be together with me? Huh? It's so sudden and out of nowhere that I have no idea what to say. If you do that, all the cars here will be yours too. You'll get a cute girlfriend and a car all at once, two birds with one stone. And with you here, I'll have someone to drive me since I can't drive myself anymore. That's quite the drastic proposition. I'll think about it. There you go, avoiding the question again. Okay, but I'll be expecting a favorable response. Would you at least be willing to help me take care of my collection? Take care of? That piques my interest. It sounds a lot more reasonable than her last proposal, at least. Just with the cleaning and to keep them looking good, basically. It's getting hard to take off maintenance and clean them all by myself. It's a lot of work. I'm pretty sure that's not how that goes. It's getting hard to maintain and clean them all by myself would be better. With the collection getting bigger and bigger, I just don't have the time to get around to all of them. I was thinking maybe I could ask you to help out. Me? Sure, you know how, right? It's nothing complicated. I have different wax set aside for each type of car. Just clean them off and then wax them. That's it. Think you can handle it? I guess I can manage that. I'm a bit hesitant. I have experience cleaning and waxing my dad's car, and there wasn't anything too difficult about the work itself. But the idea of being the one in charge of doing that for all these expensive supercars is a bit daunting. So will you do it? If you accept, you can come and go here as you please. You can even sit inside the cars if you want. The doors aren't locked. Really? Of course. It's a tempting offer. It's not every day you get a chance to see all these cars close up. I mean, you gotta hand it to him, man. That's pretty awesome. The guy's a car aficionado. Like, he loves cars. He wants cars. That's the fucking whole reason he went here. And she's got all these crazy expensive sports cars. Like, he's like a kid in a candy store. It's a hell of a lot more appealing than my regular work as a servant, that's for sure. I wouldn't mind spending hours in here working with these cars. It would be my pleasure. I don't even have to think twice about my answer. You will? That's wonderful. Thank you. I never could find someone I could trust with this job until you showed up. I'm glad you're here. I'll jot down the wax to use on each car and some other notes on a memo for you. If you have any other questions, feel free to ask. She takes a piece of paper nearby, writes some stuff on it. There we are. She takes the memo to the wall. Just come on down whenever you have some free time. Alright, I'll try to find some time tomorrow and get started right away. I appreciate it. Well, I'll be leaving now. You can stick around here longer if you want. Thanks, I think I'll do just that. I want to have a better look around. Feel free. I'll see you later. She walks out and leaves me alone in the garage. I end up staying in there looking at cars until noon. At noon, I leave the garage and shut the door. I breathe a dreamy sigh. I never thought something like that would be in the basement. I ended up losing track of time while looking at the cars, and today's lesson sneaked up on me before I even realized it. Seeing that made it even harder to decide what car to buy. Being surrounded by all those sports cars made me really want one. Before, I figured I'd just buy some old piece of junk as my first car. You'd probably just end up crashing your first car anyway. But now I don't know. I don't think I can settle for a junker now. Granted, that doesn't change the fact that I can't really afford a nice car. I could probably use the $4 million I get from this job to find me a decent used one, but it'll still cost a lot of money to keep it running. Old sports cars in particular will probably cost you more in the long run than the amount you paid to buy them. I wish she would just give me one of hers. With such a sizable collection, it wouldn't hurt to part with just one. I mean, I won't say give me one for free, just, you know, give me a nice deal on one, say, $1 million? I leave the basement as my head swells with selfish delusions. I arrive at the entrance hall just as it's time to start the lesson. The alert on my bracelet starts beeping right on schedule. Instead of immediately heading for the lesson room, I wait in the hall for a bit until Mitarai arrives. Hello, Sawatari. Were you waiting for me? Yeah, thought you could use a little company. Thanks. Now let's get a move on. Together, we climb the stairs to the lesson room. The mistress and Marisa are already waiting inside. Come to think of it, they're always the first ones here. They must really look forward to these lessons. Note on these, guys. I'm only doing an hour a show, so, whatever we don't get to in the lesson, this time we'll get into the next time, okay? And I may have to cut things, you know how these lessons can be. Come to think of it, they're always the first ones here. They must really look forward to these lessons. I think you guys do too! They're here! We've been waiting for you! They welcome us with nasty grins. Why do you two look so down? Don't you understand the phone that's... The fun that's about to happen? Now take off your clothes and get ready to learn. Oh man. I don't know what to say to that. We move to the corner of the room and strip in front of their watchful eyes. Being the fourth time of this... Being that this is the fourth time, I start not to care so much. Yeah, whatever. After we strip to our underwear, the other residents come in and do the same. Soon, everyone is present and standing around in their underwear. Looks like you're all ready. It should be. Looks like you're all ready. Man, did they just jump the shark when it came to the latter half of this novel? She claps her hands together to signal the start of the lesson, then steps up in front to start explaining. I'd say it's getting to the point where you're starting to get used to these lessons. For your fourth lesson, we're gonna change things up a bit and focus on pleasing a man with methods other than sex. You mean like food and games? We're gonna have Mitarai be the dominant one this time. We can't have her be the one taking the abuse all the time now, can we? That's why we've prepared a rather simple and easy lesson for you this time, so she says. Hey, I think I've taken plenty of abuse too. Though I do have to admit, it's nothing compared to what Mitarai's gone through these past few days. She really could use a break. I don't think her body's gonna hold up otherwise. Give me 1 second, folks. I use these herb cough drops, these honey herb cough drops when I do the show or anything like that. It's good for my throat. You won't have to do anything either, Sawatari. Just relax and leave yourself to the pleasure. Like I said, today's an easy one, so she says. And Mitarai, all you have to do is make his cock feel so good he has a heart attack. We prepared various toys for you to use as well. Feel free to use them to help you drain his balls of every drop of cum. That's pretty much the same thing that happens to me every lesson. I don't see what part of this is especially easy. You should know your way around a cock by now. You can handle it, yes? I'll do my best, she says in a lacking confidence. Bring over the toys we'll be using today, Marisa. Yes, mother. She goes over to the cabinet and reaches for a box on the top of it. She has to stand on her tippy toes to reach it and pull it off the shelf. She carries the box of toys back over with joy in her steps. This should do it, right, mother? Yes, that seems appropriate for a beginner. The mistress looks inside of the box and nods. I take a peek inside too. The tools range from things I've seen before to things I don't have a clue about what they're even used for. Let's start, shall we? How about you go first, Marisa? Show them an example of how it's done. Yes, mother. Marisa's more than happy to accept. She turns her attention to Makoto, who is standing by his mother and trying to remain discreet. Come here, Makoto. I'll let you be my partner. Huh? Me? Makoto's eyes fill with fear when he learns he'll be dealing with Marisa. Yeah, I'm gonna stroke that disgusting cock of yours. I know what a privilege that must be for you. Now get your ass over here. Yes, Lady Marisa. Makoto hurries over. Now go on and show Mitarai some good semen ringing techniques. Leave it to me, Makoto. I'm gonna drain you so dry that your balls will be as flat as pancakes. I hope you're ready. Yes, ma'am. Marisa pulls him by the arm to the center of the room. Is this the position you want? He lies on the floor with his butt up, facing Marisa in a sort of pile driver position. Scattered around them are various tools such as anal holes, anal vibrators, and lotion. Makoto's cock is already sensitive as it is. If Marisa uses all of that on him, he won't stand a chance. I'm gonna take real good care of you. Be grateful. Yes, thank you, Lady Marisa. Makoto answers with shivering excitement. Thanks to his masochistic streak, his body quivers in anticipation for what's about to happen. His huge penis throbs visibly underneath his briefs. She grabs his briefs and pulls them down. His cock tumbles out of his underwear. He's not fully erect yet, but with the excitement of having Marisa look at it, it's on its way there. He says, look at your dirty cock and ass. I can smell it from here. I'm sorry. She looks at him with disdain. He says, I hope you realize what an honor it is for a noble lady like myself to grace your ass with my finger. She licks her finger to get it wet while wearing a sadistic smile. I'm honored. Okay, here it comes. She sinks her finger into his anus. Makoto's ass has already been developed enough through repeated use to accept her finger easily. How do you like this? Marisa thrusts her finger in and out. Makoto shivers as his penis gets harder at her command. The skin on his head peels back as his cock reaches full mast. Makoto shakes his ass at her, begging for more. There's no need to rush, I'll have you drowning in pleasure soon enough. She pulls her finger out of his ass and picks up a condom. She says, but first, let's put this on. I don't want to be soiled by your dirty cum. She puts the condom over his hard cock. His penis is fully covered by the thin membrane of the condom. Once that's over with, she reaches for an onahole laying nearby on the floor. She says, I'm gonna use this to suck the cum right out of you. I've never used one of those before, but I can guess that he won't last long with it. Sex would be more than your cock is worth. The onahole is more than enough for you, isn't that right? He's in a dominant stance. He's in a submissive stance where he's saying, yes, anything more than onahole would be too good for me. Makoto is completely at her whim, breathing heavily with excitement as he stares at the onahole in her hand. She says, think of it as my pussy and spill your seed all over it. Yes. This is a special kind of onahole my sister developed. According to her, it feels better than actual sex, which isn't hard to do. She takes the aphrodisiac lotion laying among the items and injects it into the onahole. Putting that lotion into the onahole seems like overkill to me. You'd come the moment your penis went inside. Yeah, probably. Here it comes. She pushes a tiny opening over his penis. God, it goes through the whole thing. His penis is so big that the tip pokes all the way through to the other end. Oh, this onahole is crazy. It feels too good. He says, if it's this good putting it in, I wonder what it'll be like once it gets moving. I told you, it's not an onahole. Think of it as my pussy. Okay, well, I see what she's trying to do there. Makoto closes his eyes and tries to imagine himself having sex with Marisa. And again, I got a remark here about the scene. Her standing sprite is so terrible looking, but in the CGs, he really worked hard on her eyes, mouth, you know, the different expressions she has. Just really good work on that section there. She looks so much better in the CGs than she does in those standing sprites. Here I go. She starts pumping the onahole over his cock. She has Makoto practically shrieking right off the bat. Seeing how intensely he reacts to it starts to make me feel a bit funny too. Marisa picks up the pace and goes at it harder in order to finish him off quickly. Oh, she also said hurry up and come, which is what I've said a lot during these fucking long ass scenes where I'm trying to go to bed. Like, hurry up and come already! Because usually after they come, the scene ends. Usually. Well, that's nothing to worry about, as long as that controller doesn't hit anything. Okay. Marisa picks up the pace and goes at it harder in order to finish him off quickly. The slumping of the onahole passing over his cock fills the room with each stroke. We've all done it before, gentlemen. imagine there's this woman or whatever, and you're got a own a hole or whatever, and you're imagining it's so and so. There you go. Man, the only chance you'll ever get to fail me with your nasty semen is in your fantasies. Oof. Marisha shows some contempt as she attacks his penis without relent. He shot a huge load inside his condom. Now she says, yep, you sure are. Make it like you're trying to get me pregnant and keep it coming. Makoto completely has it in his mind that the condom he's filling with thick yellowish cum is Marisa's womb. Marisa just looks down at him with contemptuous pity. The condom laying across his chest rises and falls as he tries to catch his breath. Why are you relaxing already? Who said it was over? She yells at him with malcontent and raises her hand into the air. Yeah, but... You fantasize about coming inside me and this is all you can manage? Unacceptable! Even after all that, she's still unsatisfied. It'd be crazy to expect any more than that. But no, Marisa would have said the same thing no matter how much he came. She just wants an no matter how much he came. She just wants an excuse to inflict more pain, that's all. Now whip you into shape. With that, she brings her hand down right over Makoto's ass. Ouch. Not satisfied with just one, Marisa raises her hand and goes for another. Ow, that hurts! She brings her hand up again. Here's one more to jumpstart your balls! The last one lands right smack on his balls, causing them to redden up. Ouch! I didn't know what he's going through there. Satisfied with her work, Marisa puts her hand back down. Tears form in Makoto's eyes at the stinging pain in his lower half, yet his cock is still as hard as ever. Given Makoto's apparent inclinations, he may actually consider this a reward. You'll come for me again now, won't you? Yes, ma'am. She goes back to pumping the ona hole up and down. Ugh, I'm not gonna last long. That's fine. Do it. Actually, yeah, if you don't come soon, I'll squash your balls. How's that sound? Horrible. Panicking, he starts looking around and spots a vibrator laying nearby on the floor. No, I'm not saying that. She picks up the anal vibrator and plugs his asshole with it. The ona hole and vibe work together to make Makoto writhe with wild abandon. There you are, just like you wanted. Turn the switch on. You're just full of demands, aren't you? She flips the switch on the vibrator. The vibrator hums as it works its magic, bringing Makoto to climax nearly instantaneously. Makoto shoots with the same thickness as before, filling his condom with even more cum. Whatever. Like, aha, yes, keep coming! Marisa keeps tugging, trying to get as much semen as she can. Good lord, it's like a fucking water balloon. By the time he's finished, his condom is so full that it's on the verge of busting. The yellowish color of his cum makes it look like a weird ball of cheese. Ew. Once Marissa sees he's done, she turns the vibe back off. Says you really let that condom have it. That's Makoto for you. The only thing he's good for is coming. He says, yeah. Makoto doesn't have the energy nor desire to bother denying it. That looks delicious, says Mari. The mistress has her eye on the huge ball of semen. Could I have that? Sure, I was planning to give it to you from the start. She takes the condom off Makoto's penis. Oof. Here you are, mother. Thanks. She takes it and has a good whiff before tying the end up so it doesn't leak. Ugh, she says hee-hee, smells great, can't wait to drink it tonight. Apparently she's saving it for a midnight snack. Ugh. I'm getting kinda hot, you made me work up a sweat. Marissa takes off her bra with everyone watching. Phew, that's better. Alright, Marika, could you get the next one for me? It's too early to relax, Makoto. It's not over till you're drained of every drop. She spanks his butt a few times to rouse him. Oh, we're still going? Do you have to ask? I'm supposed to be giving an example of how to wring a cock of all its juice. Of course we're gonna keep going. What? Marissa seems more enthusiastic than usual today. Marika brings a box over to her and set a graduated cylinder on the floor next to them. If they're gonna be using that thing, it means they plan on sucking a lot more semen out of the poor guy. It's all ready, Makoto. Time for round two. Marissa flashes him a devious grin. They're really overworking the poor guy. So glad that I'm not in his position right now. Marissa grabs the box Marika brought her and takes out what looks like a thin tube. She applies some transparent gel to the tip of it. I've got a present for you. Relax your penis for me. She sticks the tube down Makoto's urethra. She keeps shoving the tube deeper and deeper down into his penis. I cringe just watching it. Ah, it's in all the way to the base. Makoto screams and squirms in pain as the tube invades his urethra. Marissa ignores him and continues forcing it deeper inside. There we go. Pull it out, please. No, just wait. The anesthetic gel I put on it should ease the pain in a bit. She smiles as she watches him suffer. This is a specially made catheter that can suck the cum straight out of your urethra. All you need to do is come once and voila, an endless tap of semen. Oh no! Makoto goes pale with fear. Now let's pick up where we left off. She goes back to pumping the anal hole over his penis with the catheter still inside. The foreign sensation is settling and makes him squirm and writhe. Come on, do it. Come. I know you can't hold it in much longer. You can't even call it a sexual act anymore. Just a mechanical pumping of semen out of him. I'm gonna come, he says. With the catheter inside his urethra, it isn't long before he reaches climax. like, I'm coming! Once he ejaculates, his cum flows through the tube and pours out the other end into the cylinder. Ah, what's going on? I can't stop. Aha, you can try to stop it all you want. It's not gonna happen until your balls are dry. Makoto fights to keep conscious against the pain and discomfort of his uncontrollable and never-ending ejaculation. No matter how much cum sweeps through the tube, it just keeps coming with barely any sign of slowing down. Once the cylinder is about half full, he finally stops coming. Once the pain passes, he's left wheezing in exhaustion. What? Over already? But it's only half full. Marisa refuses to leave him alone even after all that. All you need to do is take one look at his balls to know he has nothing left. There's nothing left. I'm all dry. Say what? Marisa takes offense to his defeatist tone. I'm all tapped out. I'll be the judge of that. Here, I'll check. Mars isn't finished tormenting the poor guy. And if it turns out you're wrong, you're getting punished. Oh man, she searches around in her box and takes out her secret weapon. The fuck is that? She puts out the wooden tool up against one of his balls. What's that? Makoto looks down at it with absolute terror in his eyes. Oh my god. Why, it's your favorite little nutcracker, of course. By the way, folks, this is especially excruciating for me because I have pain in my left testicle due to epididymitis, which is either some sort of infection, bladder, or something like that. I'm going to the doctor to get it all checked out tomorrow, find out what's going on. But yeah, seeing that pain around him, that isn't making things any better for me right now. No, please, anything but that. Please, Lady Marisa, I beg of you, I'll do anything. Unlike the other tortures you've been through, he seems extremely sincere about getting out of this one. Seeing you squirm just makes me want to do it even more. Her dauntless smile is unaffected by his pleading as she applies one to his other testicle. No! He shivers with terror once he realizes there's no escape. All done. After both of them are set up, she takes a satisfied look at her handiwork. We all know these things are meant to crack nuts. How about I crack yours? I bet it would make a lovely sound in the process. No, please. Don't worry, I'll stop squeezing before it gets that far. But if I do end up accidentally going too far and crushing it, I apologize in advance. Yeah, I doubt I'll crush more than one on accident. You still have one left, so you're good to go. That's not good at all. Makoto looks like he could piss himself in fear at any second. Alright, put this in your mouth before we start. She takes off her panties, wads them up, and shoves them into his mouth. You can bite down on that to help you get through the pain. With his mouth sealed off, he waits in silent fear for the torture to begin. Here comes the squeeze, get ready. She turns the handle on one of the nutcrackers. and the more she turns, the more the color drains from his testicle. My balls ache just watching it. I can't imagine what Makoto himself is going through. His wails are muffled by the panties stuffed in his mouth. His face twists with anguish and his eyes roll back into his head. Looking good, huh? Let's take bets on what happens first, you coming or me crushing your nuts. She keeps turning and turning. After who knows how many turns, there's a change in the situation. More semen starts flowing through the tube into the cylinder. By the time the leak stopped, the container's about 3/4 of the way full. See, look, you did have some left. If that's all from just one ball, we should be able to fill the rest with the other. Makoto is already too far gone to comprehend what she's saying. Marisa doesn't care, though, and immediately sets out to squeeze the other testicle. Now that she knows how far she has to tighten, she immediately winds it straight to the same position as the other. There it is! The next batch takes no time at all. Ow. I mean, God, that's just awful. The cylinder fills up the rest of the way. The semen she's getting with this method must have been stewing in his testicles for a long, long time. It's extremely thick and nose-curdling foul. Looks like you're done. Satisfied, she yanks the tube out of his penis. Don't fall asleep on me. We're not done yet. Guess we're done with this, too. Next, she takes the onahole off his penis. His penis slumps over and goes flaccid, drained of all energy. Hey, I told you we're not done. What? Here, I'll take these off you now. Wake up! She removes the nutcrackers from his balls. With the pressure against his balls gone, color finally starts to return to his face. The state of his testicles is still a tragic one, however. One look and you know you wouldn't be getting a single drop out of them. Now it's time for your punishment for lying to me. Still, Marisa has no intention of stopping. What? First, we'll need to force you to get hard again. She takes another piece of equipment out of the box and puts it over his penis. Oh, wow, it's a pump. Makoto's eyes go wide with surprise. It's your favorite little penis pump. Brings back memories, huh? She attaches a squeeze pump to the end of it. I won't stop until I have your limp dick as hard as it can possibly be. She starts squeezing the pump at a fast pace. The pump applies suction against his penis, stretching it out by force as it sucks the air out of the tube. He achieves erection inside the pump in a short time. Though in this case, I'm not sure if it's an erection so much as just having your penis swollen up by force. I think we can do better than that. Marisa keeps going, sucking even more air out and expanding his penis even further. Eventually, his penis is stretched out to fill the entire tube, surpassing even his original size. There we go. Only then is Marisa satisfied enough to stop and remove the pump. His gigantic cock falls out of the container and hits the air. He's visibly woozy from all the blood staying in his crotch for a while in order to maintain an erection for this long. We get you erect and all, but I guess it just lacks a certain oomph when there's nothing in the testicles. But that's okay, because I have an idea. I'll just put all this cum back inside your balls. Problem solved. Marisa disconnects the thin tube from his penis pump and instead uses it to create a path between his penis and the cylinder. His urethra has already opened up from the previous catheter and insertion goes rather smoothly. Let's get this started. With everything set up, she starts squeezing on the pump. The semen gets sucked out of the cylinder through the tube and travels back to his penis. The more she pumps, the more cum flows back to where it came from. The feeling of having your cum pumped continuously right back into your penis must be indescribable. From the horrific look on his face, it must be some twisted combination of pain and pleasure. There's still a lot more to go. Drink up, hee-hee-hee. There's one person here that's enjoying herself, though. Marisa looks on in delight as the semen flows back inside his balls, causing them to expand. After the cylinder is about half empty, the flow starts slowing down. His balls are so swollen with cum that it doesn't seem like any more will fit. Damn it, why are you resisting? You're gonna push the semen back. This all came from your balls, so it should be able to fit back in there. We just need to be a bit forceful is all. Now sit back and take it. She starts squeezing with more intensity, forcing the semen back inside his balls. Just a bit more. Oh, hold on. Eventually, all the cum in the cylinder gets returned to his balls. Looking at the empty cylinder, I can't help but be impressed with how all that cum managed to fit inside just those two balls. Finally, God, you had to go make it difficult for me. But anyway, I bet your sperm is glad to be back home. Good for them, huh? Makoto is so groggy and out of it, he doesn't comprehend a single word she's saying. Now we can move on to the final step. She yanks the tube out and grabs his cock. With the other hand, she reaches over to the vibrator in his ass. Don't worry, I'll make it all better. For the finishing touch, I'll just flip this magic cum switch. She strokes his throbbing penis with one hand and flips the switch on the vibrator with the other. Oh, gravy. That is not gravy. As soon as she turns the vibrator on, Makoto immediately shoots his load right into his own face. Ugh. Oh, man. Yeah, she just says you just cummed on your own face. That's classic. Mars had a hearty laugh at the spectacle. The semen just keeps on coming. By the time it starts to die down, his entire face is covered in his own white goo. The thick semen got all in his eyes, mouth, and nostrils, making it difficult for him to breathe. You still got some more left in there, don't you? Here, I'll help you get it out. She pushes the vibrator deeper into his ass with her finger. He goes into a fit like a jolt of electricity was just pumped through his body and starts firing off another load. Wow, you really love coming on your own face. Are you trying to drown yourself in your own semen or what? He keeps coming, coating himself in another layer of white paint. Once he fires off what seems to be the entire cylinder of cum, the flow comes to a halt. Lol. She says you done and I just got done bringing them back home too, poor little sperm. But hey, they did get to swim all over their parents' face. I'm sure they're happy. After getting a good smirk from watching him drown in his own semen, she lets go of his penis and removes the vibrator from his ass. Once she's done, his penis flops over to a completely flaccid state. Whoops, sorry about that. And then she says, oh man, after all the trouble I went to make it hard, now it's even more pathetic than it was before. Marisa looks down at him with disgust and sighs. She says, ugh, that wore me out. I'm sure drowning in a pool of his own cum is not the way he wants to die. Someone go help him out. Marisa walks away from him like a toy. Marisa walks away from him like a toy she got tired of playing with. Mikiko gets left in charge of cleaning him up, and the lesson continues on like nothing happened. Okay, Mitarai, your turn. Follow Marisa's example, and do the same thing to Sawatari. Is it just me, or was Marisa's example too extreme to serve as a reference? Very well. We reluctantly step forth in front of everyone. It would really suck to go through with what Makoto just did, but I don't think I have to worry about that with Mitarai. We go over to the mattress near the window and lie down on it. And that's a good CG! I like this one, folks. Look at her face. Just a really good pose there. Again, I like the musculature. And when I say muscle, I don't mean like body, but I mean like just the body, the muscle of the body, how her knee... Like, you guys can't see my cursor, but I'm just pointing out certain parts in the art that I think are really, really done well. Her thigh here is what I'm talking about. The thigh area. Very good. Realistic. Very realistic. That's why I like his art so much. It's more realistic than a lot of other hentai and anime art. We go over to the mattress near the window and lie down on it. Here I go. She looks at me shyly before pulling down my underwear, revealing my flaccid penis underneath. Seeing what Makoto had to go through pretty much killed any boner I might have gotten. Now just do what Marisa did. Of course, she was a bit extreme. You can go at your own pace. The mistress is forgiving. The mistress reassures her in a kind voice. Good thing, if I went through the same thing Makoto did, I don't think I'd come back in one piece. Mitarai works up her nerves and reaches for my penis. Oh! My voice escapes my lips as her hands wrap around my manhood. She starts out by stroking my member slowly in order to get me erect. By this point, she's starting to get used to giving handjobs and is able to keep a calm frame of mind. Ah, it isn't long before her crafty fingers make me erect. Okay, he's hard now. She watches my penis throb in her hands and joyfully informs the mistress. Okay, put this on and then make him come with your hands. She throws a box of condoms over to the mattress. I'll be taking the semen for myself after you're done, so make sure you get me a nice amount. Alright, I'm beginning to think this lesson is just an excuse for the mistress to get herself some semen treats. Mitarai opens the box and takes a package out of it. She rips it open and puts the condom over my penis. Good, now show everyone how much you've improved. Yes, ma'am. Pressured to answer expectations, she starts rubbing my penis again. Ugh! My member is engulfed with a pleasant sensation. Even with the condom on, it feels just as good as doing it raw. Mitarai has gotten much better, too. She strokes my cock with a smooth rhythm and tempo. By now, she knows exactly what I like. She starts going faster and faster, while just using the right amount of force at the right time. Her technique brings me close to the edge. You don't have to hold it in. She can tell by my throbbing cock that I'm about to come. Now come. I'm coming! With nothing else holding me back, I leave myself to the pleasure of climax. Yeah! I shoot inside the condom and fill it with cum. Once I finish, the tip of the condom droops over in a swollen ball of cum. You sure gave me a lot. Look at that face. She says happily, looking at all the cum she took out of me. I answer by giving her a little smile in return. Compared to Marisa and her violent treatment, Mitarai is like a goddess. I'll take that off you now. She removes the condom from my penis with delicate fingers. Oh, look at that. Just god tier fucking CGs. You can just set the condom down right there. She points to my belly. She follows Demetrius' suggestion and just sets it on my stomach. You've gotten a lot better at handling a penis. I like that illusion that looks like they're almost right there, like you can touch them. It's really crazy. Like her hand, you see how it's that close to his body? That's a really cool kind of optical illusion. But thank you. Still, there's a lot more room for improvement. There are much more efficient ways to go about getting his cum. Huh? You don't need to hold back for his sake. The point of this lesson is just to get a semen. That's all. There's no need to make him feel good or anything like that. Just make him ejaculate, that's it. You can be as rough as you like. It doesn't matter as long as you get results. That sounds a lot like what Marisa did. Okay. Minerai answers vaguely, not sounding too convinced. Now let's try it one more time with that in mind. Alright. She takes another condom from the box and opens the package. Once she's done fitting my penis with the new condom, she goes back to stroking my penis. Ugh. She takes the mistress's advice and goes at it hard right from the beginning. My sensitive penis throbs like crazy at how intense it feels. Honestly, it's like torture. Come on, faster. Look, you can still take it. She's still not satisfied. The mistress orders her to pick up the pace even more. Yes, ma'am. She responds and immediately redoubles her efforts. She jacks my cock at an even more furious pace, intensifying the sound of sex permeating the room. How about this? Yes. Yes, that's good. Ugh! I scream just as pathetically as Makoto did earlier. My brain can't handle all this pleasure forcing its way into it, and my brain cells start dying left and right. You couldn't even call it pleasure anymore. It's closer to pain. I wasn't wearing a condom. If I wasn't wearing a condom, I might have passed out already from shock. I'm coming! I barely have time to blink before I'm forced to another climax. My condom swells up like a balloon again. I think it might even be a bit bigger than last time. And look at that face again. That was fast. She's surprised to see me coom. Wow. Wow, there's so much. And in such a short time. The overwhelming stimulation forces another huge load out of me with no time to rest. The condom droops over heavily with my cum once it's over. Minerai takes off the condom, ties it up, and sets it next to the other one. I'm finished. Nice work. Use this on him next. Oh, here we go. Things are gonna get more... Wow. Things are about to get fucking crazy, folks. But yeah, I'm gonna leave you guys off here, and we will be right back in the next episode where we'll finish this and get into the next part of Starless. Thank you guys for joining us, and this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.